Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio, your irregular takeaway of tech news, views, and cafe reviews.
Anyway, morning, and we're breakpointing again from
Duck and Waffle.
Duck and Waffle, very well done.
Yeah, beautiful views, very beautiful views.
Very nice view. I'm having a real mental block today. I think it's probably a couple of days of being away in Oslo, and still not really fully back on it. How did you find Oslo, by the way?
Really amazing.
Favourite bit of Oslo?
I guess it's not a specific bit, but just the feel of the city. So it's very relaxed, very chilled. I didn't feel like I needed to go and do loads of stuff, which was nice. Weather was really great. We were really lucky. Yeah.
Quiet and calm. Nice to see a few people there too. Nice to catch up with Doug and Ida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful city. Right, before we get running low on time, should we jump on it? Oh, yeah. How did you find the talk too? A bit of a surprise that things were recorded afterwards. I don't know how they did it either. I didn't see anyone recording.
No, I didn't see a camera, so I was
It went all right. Went all right.
Yeah, I was very nervous for some reason, but it was okay. But some of the other talks were really, really great, so it'd be a good chance to rewatch some of them and digest them a bit better.
Yeah, I like the type classes one.
Me too, actually.
All right, so getting the ball rolling. Conversational UX platform.
I really like this.
API AI. Yeah, I quite liked it too. Yeah. Did you ever play with it?
No, I haven't yet. I've just looked through all the docs and the web.
That's
website.
As far as I got to.
It did. It was one of those things that made me really want to go off and try it, though. Really want to go off and do a little play, little project.
What would you build or are you... I don't know what I'd build. That's all. I'm kind of farming for ideas, really.
I don't know.
It kind of reminds me a bit of when we had breakfast and talked to Anne Curry too.
Yeah.
And she was talking about platforms that basically get you up and running very quickly.
Yeah.
This is like a useful one. Mm. Useful one to do that. It's the future too. Everything's conversational interfaces, especially with kids.
Oh, really?
They love to talk to.
I think maybe it's still still something that more of the adult side of things is still getting used to. I think it's still a jump for adults, I think, to instead pick your phone up and do something. I still reach my phone to do something, even though I've got Alexa.
Yes,
I would. Sure. I'm still that habit is habits. Yeah, Thanks. That habit is still in picking up my phone. So, but one day. Soon. Now I know how all the oldies feel with, colour TV.
Thank you. let's move on quickly. Other bits of note, since we're last caught up. Facebook rewriting React. Be interesting to see if that how that improves from the current rollout of React. Nice post by Andy Hedges, too, about how to attract people in tech. I worked with Andy for years, many years ago, too. One of those guys who I always track to see where he is and wait for the opportunity to maybe work with him again. Really good guy. And since last time, the Fearless Girls statue.
Ah.
Yeah, it's been ages, hasn't it? It's been around for a while.
I saw this while I was in New York.
Ah, right, okay.
It had a big crowd. A really big crowd. I struggled to actually see, I was on a bus.
Right.
Struggled to actually see it, but... Yeah.
This was all the controversy around.
So, it's a very interesting story. I think me, like a lot of others, are really happy about the conversation that it started in the media and between, on Twitter and things like that. But actually reading more about it, you realise that it's a bit of a...
Controversial start. I mean, good,
yeah.
Good side effects or good result, but the how and why it's there seems
to
be very...
Yeah.
Awkward. It's awkward when you find out in retrospect. And so.
Yes, and you can kind of feel for the creator of the ball as well.
Yeah.
Because when you read the story from a headline, you do kind of roll your eyes and sniff at it a bit. But actually when you read it, you see that there's a lot of interesting points. So I highly recommend reading more about that.
Worth reading back. Alright, on to the Scala FP news. When the compiler doesn't help, which was basically seems to be a list of almost Scala puzzlers or things where the Scala compiler can either trip you up, or maybe expectations are so high of what you expect from the compiler, and it doesn't quite meet those expectations.
Yeah.
Have you experienced any of those?
Not that I can think of, but reading them, you can see that they're actually things that you would come across in day-to-day stuff. So it was quite useful to see examples of when it would happen. So, for example, when you're returning something and it goes to the most common type.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instead of the type that you think it is.
Yeah, so those shared types.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was good to know about for when I see that in real life, if that makes sense. But I haven't so far, which is interesting.
Yeah, it felt like it gave you a bit more of an insight into how a compiler works as much
That's true.
And actually, if you click through and read the post, a lot of the comments that are levelled back to the post do point you to things like Scala FMT and lots of different linter tools, which are to compiler flags that will pick up all of those issues.
Oh, really?
So that, so the actual comments, about half a dozen comments of ways to address it, but they're not there by default. But anyway. Nice to see that some progress on Akkatyped, as I've gone on probably too much about session types over the past 6 or 12 months. So Akkatyped seems to be coming along well. Comparing DB Access in Scala seemed to do the rounds as well recently. FP in Scala for Mortals by Sam Halliday seems to be getting lots of attention. And there was a type class, Cats Infographic, too, that seemed to come out earlier in the week. I don't know if you saw that.
Basically. So I was looking on my phone this morning and I couldn't quite find the right part to read, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think it takes you to the repo where there's about 4 or 5 different images to convey.
I'll have a better look later, but yeah.
If you want to get into cats, it's probably worth having a look at that.
I like the humour in the cats documentation. It's written like a real person, which is quite nice.
The big giveaway. So Dave and Noel have written an advanced Scala with cats book that I've only really started on, but not got as far through as I should, but would highly recommend it. Of course would. a couple of monad type links, so monadless and some monadic extraction stuff. Popular libraries from Scala, phantom types coming in Dotty, which again is something that I'm quite into, but I do realise that phantom types is a niche in kind of type level programming. It's not for everyone. And the AnyScala and TLS Scala videos have started to come out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw your video. Very good.
Thanks.
Yeah, very good talk. So.
There's a few that I would recommend. I wish I wrote them down now. There's one in AnyScala from a woman who works at Giphy. About some gotchas in Scala, I think, in the Scala compiler, which was really funny, but it also had quite a serious tone of, like an undertone of, you know, it'd be really cool if we made these better.
Yeah. I've not been to a type level summit too. They look like they're really kind of growing and look kind of interesting. Do you think they're quite off to one extreme of kind of the programmer community, or I can't tell how inclusive they are?
So before I went, I was quite worried that, because it's a one-track conference, I was a bit worried that stuff would be too advanced, and that you're kind of not forced to sit through it, but you know, it's a one-track, so you are, that's what on at the time. But actually, I was really pleasantly surprised. I think type level are encouraging quite an inclusive community, and you could tell, like, everyone was really, really nice to me. The conversations afterwards were, they weren't super crazy, academic, scary. Yeah, everyone was just really nice, and I think my talk, I was worried because my talk isn't an advanced it wasn't an advanced talk, so I was worried about the audience, but actually it was really well received. I noticed afterwards that not everyone was there because they were advanced, they were just there for, it's a really cool conference in New York, and the New York community seemed really full, and it was a really different feel from ones that I've been to in Europe.
I've slightly half promised the kids that I'd try and find
a talk in New York for next conference in New York next year to do a talk at. To try and so even if I don't give a talk there, maybe find a conference and go along there and take the kids love New York. So yeah, it's a type level summit there next year. That might be interesting.
It was interesting as well because there was people from like San Francisco there, and it was really interesting to get everyone's different points of view of things like the technical boot camps you can do and juniors coming into the field and what kind of background is advantageous, is that right?
Yeah, okay.
Advantageous for learning technology and stuff.
I say even worse than that, so
I'm glad that, I read words a lot, which means I'm not very good at pronouncing words. But anyway.
Alright, better crack on. I'll add a link to your video on there too, as well as just kind of the homepage of it. SBT 1. Blah blah is out, and that's on Zinc now.
You can't say blah blah.
It's a milestone release, so you know. But it's a new SBT that's on Zinc, which seems to have had a big effect. Chuckwagon by ITV. Do you know about this?
Yeah. Okay. So Kilter talked us through it. So we saw a first draft, and then we saw it when it was finished. Really good. Really, really good. You can see how it can be useful if you're using AWS Lambda in your...
Is it just pinned to AWS Lambda or any kind of Lambda serverless thing? Or
As far as I'm aware, it
looked like it was specific AWS. To AWS.
Yeah.
But I think Google's Lambdas or whatever Google have called it are very new and probably come out since Chuckwagon actually. So
yeah, that'd be cool if Kilt was interested or anyone else is interested, I guess.
Oh, open source. Blockchain stuff, co-working as the future. I'll skip over that. The tactical vote. Oh, right, so yeah. It is slightly political too. Don't forget to vote. The general election coming up, tactical voting for 2017. If you wanted to vote tactically to get rid of, say, the far right who are in power right now.
Well, but I think I think if you're edging to the right, it's a clear person to vote for. I think the left are a bit of a
disarray, so everywhere.
So it's just knowing who to vote to get left in power rather than voting for
the default, which it feels like the default right now, but
interesting.
Hopefully there's a slightly changing tide, but anyway. Jimmy Wales did Wiki Tribune, which is kind of his crowdsource news site, which was kind of interesting for me in terms of this it's the whole idea of democratizing news, trying to lower the bar to publicity and stuff, and what's the other thing, kind of almost reputation networks, which if anyone's interested in things like reputation networks and that kind of stuff, I'd suggest having a look at the Akasha project and maybe joining the Akasha Slack channel too. Some really interesting conversations going on there.
Yeah, I think it's honourable, but I don't know how much humankind would grab onto that. I think people like gossip and drama and exaggerated stories, so I really like the idea. I hope it takes off.
There's a weird kind of thing where art and life start to mimic one another. So I don't know if you watch Silicon Valley at all.
So
Silicon Valley, really, really well made program, written by the same guy who did Office Space, the kind of seminal 80s, 90s film about what it's like to work in tech, which, yeah, there's a whole generation of people who are now as old as me, who that was quite a big film for, but he also does Silicon Valley. But the big theme through Silicon Valley at the moment is we need to create a decentralised web, Web 3.0. Mm. It's hilarious, but anyway.
I think what is it with Martin?
I don't know.
The one from Hobbit.
I don't think so, but I don't know the real world names of any of the people who are in it. So
oh, okay.
It's an awesome show. Really, really good. Alright, banging through the Docker Ops stuff. Blue Green deploys on AWS. Linux Kit and Mobi were announced at DockerCon, which looked kind of interesting. And the open source Lambda stuff and some links by Dan Bryant as well. And so soon we're on to the and finalies, almost by design, because I know that we've got about 4 minutes left. So, flying cars seem to have appeared on the radar recently, and no.com, when when you need all the O's for your no.
I could use it.
Yeah. Did you see the flying car set?
I did.
Pretty cool.
It is cool. It's worrying. Mm. Lots of conversation that needs to be done around that.
Yeah, the future's... What's that saying? Something like the future's here, it's just not well reported or something. I can't remember
really?
The saying.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard that.
Oh. But that's the thing, I've got a terrible... Today's not a good day for thinking's going to be difficult today.
A lot of things are probably going on very quietly.
Yeah.
And then we won't see them until they're here, so I get what you're saying.
Jumped across the chasm. Lots of events coming up. There's Underscores Advanced Scala coming up the end of this week, the same time as LX Scala over in Lisbon.
You're awful.
And Scala Italy the next day after that. There's tons and tons of stuff coming up, to be honest with you. I imagine John Pretty's going to have a busy old time trying to make every event this year, but we'll see. Oh, and also, I guess while we were away, John announced that Scala World tickets were open, so totally recommend that. We might as well start to wrap up. We'll just got one particularly loud person turning up. So, alright, let's wrap up for now and let's grab the bill and look forward to LX Scala next.
Yay.
Cool, alright, all good.